13-year-old Reena Chander spends the day cleaning homes in an upmarket Delhi neighborhood. She returns home in the evening to cook and clean for her family. Reena says she began working 2 years ago. She says her mother is sick and she has no choice but to work both outside and at home. Life may be about to change for Reena and millions of young girls and boys like her who work as domestic help or in eateries and shops in India's burgeoning cities. The Labour Ministry announced this month that starting in October, anyone employing children under 14 years old in homes, roadside eateries, restaurants and motels could face a 2-year prison term or a fine of up to $425. The government says the ban aims to help millions of children who are often subjected to physical violence, psychological trauma and sexual abuse as they work in homes and food stalls. It says those working in highway eateries are the most vulnerable to sex and drug abuse. Social activists welcome the ban but question whether it will eliminate child labour or improve life for youngsters like Reena. India has already banned young workers from hazardous industries, but tens of thousands of children remain at work in factories making firecrackers, matches or glass. Neera Bura, the author of a book on child labour, says the new labour ban is not likely to show results unless it is coupled with a broader strategy to address why children go to work.
What are you going to do with these children? After all, a lot of children who work as domestic servants come from villages, they're brought by labour contractors through their own networks. They'll go somewhere else because there's no blanket ban on child labour. The right strategy is really to strengthen the formal school system and make sure that there's schooling available across the country for every child.
Victoria Rialp with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, agrees the issue is complex and cannot be fixed with a simple ban.
Sometimes they end up worse than before they were rescued, and we know that. We will want to remind everybody about taking a very focused child rights approach to this. You're looking at children's rights to be with family, a child's rights to education, a child's right to play, and what we will be supporting and what we will be doing is engaging open discussion with government, with employers, with families.
Social activists say the key is giving children access to free primary education and midday meals in school. Millions of children in India never attend school and tens of thousands drop out. Schools are often far away from villages, the teaching is of poor quality and students get little help with books, lessons and meals. Reena's father, Mahesh Chander, says the ban will do little to help families like his who need money brought in by children to supplement meager earnings. He works as a street cleaner. Mahesh says his monthly income of $50 barely feeds and clothes his four children. He says he has never been able to afford schooling for them because he has no money to buy books and uniforms. The government says there are almost 13 million child labourers in India. Child activists say the figure is much higher. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.